This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sometimes lost in the debate over the Trump administration's $4.1 billion, it's in fact trillion-dollar federal budget unveiled last week, is Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. It's the legislative branch with the power to budget. The White House has proposed what the president calls a taxpayer-first budget, proposing major cuts to anti-poverty programs such as food stamps, Medicaid, and housing assistance. The White House budget director said the goal should be people getting off public assistance, not counting how many served. When reporters check in from time to time with their sources, we call them beat calls. Today, Mark Morial, CEO of the National Urban League.
The budget that was proposed, in the words of Senator John McCain, is dead on arrival in the Congress. And I'm confident that Congress is going to write its own budget and write a budget that is far, far better than the budget that was initially proposed. What we should not and cannot do when the economic recovery is not complete is pull away the ladders, pull away the infrastructure. So we're going to be active in encouraging members, and we've had a lot of discussion with members of Congress on both sides, and I'm confident that what's been proposed is not going to be anything like what Congress will eventually enact.
So you're going to direct your attention toward Congress, but it's still a GOP majority in the House and Senate. What are some of the things that you think have a decent chance of getting enacted into law that could address some of these social problems that you're trying to fix?
Well, first, we've got to maintain investments in education and in job training, those critical, if you will, human investments that help people qualify for the jobs of now and the jobs of the future. In addition to that, the housing market has not come back from the Great Recession and the abuses which took place over 10 years ago, which prompted the bailouts of many financial services firms. Home ownership is down in America. It's down in communities of color. Those tools that are used by cities across the nation to build more housing and to prepare people to become homeowners, we shouldn't strip that away in these difficult and critical times.
But the irony is, I mean, you use the phrase, these difficult and critical times, yet the unemployment rate is the lowest in a decade. This is supposed to be a boom, yet the benefits of this are not spread in any way equally.
Here's, I think, the important thing. We are better off than we were, but on an overall basis, the average American is looking at or is experiencing what may be a 15 to 17% pay cut because of the fact that their wages have not grown with inflation since the year 2000. So we've had substantial growth coming out of the Obama administration. We want that to continue, but let's address the problems we face today, which are wage stagnation, income inequality, the fact that people's paychecks don't go far enough.
Mark Morial is president of the National Urban League. He used to be the mayor of New Orleans. Mr. Morial, thank you for this.
Always great to be with you.